Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the second week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Kathy Flynn. Sister Kathy is a member of the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters, calling in from Madison, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled Servant Leadership.
This is a portion of the reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 20, 17 through 28. Coming immediately after Jesus had explained to the 12 disciples what awaited him after he entered Jerusalem, that he would be handed over, condemned, crucified, and would rise on the third day. The mother of the sons of Zebedee, James and John, approached Jesus with her sons, did him homage, wanting to ask him for something. Jesus said to her, "What do you wish?" She said, "Command that my two sons sit, one on your right and the other on your left, in your kingdom." Jesus replied, "You don't know what you're asking. Can you drink the chalice that I'm going to drink?" James and John said, "We can." Jesus again replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "The rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them. The great ones make their authority felt, but it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be the first among you shall be your slave. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as ransom of many." I've wondered about the mother of the sons of Zebedee, James and John, who is thought to be Salome. I've wondered how she felt making this request of Jesus. Was she serious? Or was she simply doing her son's bidding? Did she regret making the request? Or was she simply like most parents, wanting for her sons what she thought was the best? And why did James and John want to be at Jesus' right and left? The appearance of power, prestige? Clearly, they didn't appreciate the ramifications of what they were asking. But for me, the meaning of this gospel passage really centers on the third portion, and that is on the idea of servant leadership. Jesus is very clear when he says that anyone whose life goal is to be the first among others or to be seen as great among others will instead be their servant. Whoever exalts themselves will be humbled. Whoever humbles themselves will be exalted. I'm reminded of one, among many, contemporary examples of servant leadership, former U.S. President Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter, along with his wife Rosalynn, who recently died, has spent his entire post-presidency years, decades, helping to save the planet as an impassioned environmental steward, as a promoter of peace, and as a humanitarian, as the face of Habitat for Humanity, building and repairing some 4,000 homes in 14 countries. Jimmy Carter once said, "I have one life and one chance to make it count for something. I'm free to choose that something. My faith demands that I do whatever I can, wherever I can, whenever I can, for as long as I can. Like Jesus, Jimmy Carter was a ladder, not a leader. He led by lifting others up. Jesus beckoned Jimmy Carter to a life of servant leadership, and Jimmy followed. Jesus is calling each of us to an other-centered life, to a life filled with purpose. We are called to follow his example and be servant leaders. How will we respond?